Hi, everyone. I'm Arun Venugopal of WNYC, in for Tanzina Vega. Thanks for being with us. Millions of people have run out of water in India as the country faces one of its longest heat waves on record. More than 40% of the country is facing a serious drought in both urban and rural areas. And while this is a climate change issue, political corruption and lack of government efforts have made matters much worse. Divya Karthikeyan is a reporter, and she joins us now from Chennai. Divya, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
So, Divya, Chennai, where you are based, is in the south, and it's one of the cities hit hardest by this drought. Just how bad is it?
It's pretty bad. So currently, Chennai as such is reeling under a water crisis right now. And all I've been doing is actually looking at a lot of tankers. About a deficit of 200 tankers, in fact, recently had happened because there was a huge crisis, as well as the ponds and the lakes that have been completely dried up. And the lakes have been sort of a lifeline for Chennai. So all you can see right now is cracked soil.
Cracked soil. And what is the scene on the streets? Are you seeing people, you know, around you on the streets as you get around the city lining up for water and the like?
A lot of people. In fact, sometimes fights break out between people if someone sort of gets an extra drop of water or an extra pot of water. So it's pretty intense. And it's unfortunately brought out the worst in us. I have to say that I've seen quite a lot of people queuing up and, you know, almost going out of water because the tanker has been completely empty and they have to wait another 10 hours to sort of get more water.
So these are tankers, these trucks who are basically trucking in water from outside of Chennai into the city?
Yes.
Okay. And apparently reports of violence breaking out, you mentioned fights, but even some people getting stabbed and the like in fights over water. Is this being dealt with seriously, do you think, by the government?
I don't think so. So currently, the Tamil Nadu government has been pretty apathetic about it, particularly the a lot of high government officials who've sort of called this a media creation and less of a water crisis. So as of now, the idea is from political leaders has actually been water conservation, but it's too little too late right now. So the governmental response has been abysmal.
And you mentioned the Tamil Nadu government being the state government. So you think that a lot of the response is sort of a head in the sand kind of response, that the media is just playing this up for headlines and sales and the like?
Definitely. That's what they're trying to say, as well as some of them even tried to say that if you wanted water so badly, then go and buy water, while it's supposed to be an essential need. And it just doesn't make sense, because there needs to be some real action on the ground. But unfortunately, everyone thinks it's a media creation.
Elections recently wrapped up around the country. To what extent was this an issue at the local level?
Not at all, actually. In fact, this had sort of happened 2 months ago is when it reached the hilt. So no one was really looking at water as such. And the thing was that we were actually sort of warned about it at least a year ago. But there was sort of indiscriminate use of water, particularly lakes drying up. Nobody really cared about it, especially during the election season. It wasn't even an issue.
Now, to what extent would you say corruption has actually played into this? How much of this is a man-made issue versus a larger climate change issue?
I think it's a combination of both, but mostly a man-made issue, because Chennai is a wetland. It's a huge wetland, and we have so many lakes. But the problem is real estate has grown so much that there's been encroachments in all those lakes. And what has happened as a result is, after, you know, you kept building on top of it, what happens is you completely lose those lakes. And second, you have no water management in place. There is no water management in terms of dealing with pollution. And I think that this is quite man-made. And, you know, to go from floods to a drought, you know, in a couple of years is quite something in terms of climate change that's happened with Chennai.
That's right. And you mentioned the indiscriminate sort of building that's happening. I guess we've seen reports from other places in India in recent years, such as Bangalore, where you have indiscriminate drilling of bore wells into the land without necessarily getting the permits. Is that part of the problem as well?
Sure, yeah, definitely. In fact, like I said, there's so much real estate issues happening right now that no one really cares about things like rainwater harvesting structures. In fact, a former chief minister had actually called for structures like that. But I mean, there's been violations all around. There's been permits sort of indiscriminately given. So the real estate sector is actually really broken down right now. And more importantly, there are people who buy second houses and end up actually completely empty houses. And so, you know, there's no use to this real estate at the end. It's just a bunch of buildings on a lake.
Now, Chennai is a huge urban area, but of course, this doesn't address the rural areas. To what extent is this playing out, this drought in agricultural lands where, you know, India is primarily an agricultural country? Is this a huge problem there too?
Definitely. I mean, I want to focus on Maharashtra and a place called Latur. And, you know, the problem is that it's gotten quite bad despite a lot of government schemes. And there's not even water in rural hospitals to deal with surgeries. In fact, two rural hospitals shut just because they didn't have any water. And there's been huge rural distress and farmer suicides as well because of the drought. And a lot of schemes have gone terrible because there was the chief minister of Maharashtra who basically said that he was going to make India and Maharashtra drought free by 2019. Well, it's come, the day has come, but it's still not drought free.
Mm. One water management expert told the Washington Post that if the rains do fail again this year, Chennai, where you're based, will be unlivable. Do you see anything approaching that sort of urgency on the part of the people?
I think definitely. In fact, I see a lot of people who are actually migrating back to their districts and villages and other cities as well. So it's at that point where, you know, it is actually going to be unlivable in the future, I think, because people are migrating back, people are deciding to leave, I mean, going to places that don't have such a water crisis. So I think that that's pretty accurate. That's something that we should all worry about.
A dire situation in India right now. Divya Karthikeyan has been reporting on it in Chennai. Thank you so much, Divya.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.